This is the BBC.
Hello, it's the return of the Scott Mills Daily. Sorry, we've been playing all the highlights from Radio 1's big weekend, so a bit preoccupied. But here's some good bits from yesterday and today on a bumper edition of the podcast, including two Real or No Reels with Clara and Greg. I speak to a Muppet on today's show, and imagine loving Biffy Clyro so much, but having to tell them that you hate them to their face as Simon stares at you. That's happening. So last night I was at my ex flatmate's house. Remember the one that used to live with me for a few years, and watched a bit of CBBC with my goddaughter. That's right, it's my goddaughter. I know. Anyway, she is into some great shows on CBBC. We've kind of gone past the Peppa Pig phase, I think. Has anyone seen Andy's Dinosaur Adventures? What a show. Now, from what I understood from the show, obviously, Andy shows you dinosaurs and that, but goes back in time, sometimes for no particular reason at all, to get things that he could have actually just got in the present, like a dung beetle. They do still exist, actually, Andy. No need to go back in time just to get them. It's not a good use of a time machine. He also time-travelled in the episode I watched last night to go back and get a blue feather. He lost one that was painted blue. Again, no need, Andy. Just paint another feather blue. No need to use the time machine. Anyway, it turns out that I know someone that knows Andy or went to a speed dating event with him one night. And Andy, because he's a CBBC presenter, absolutely cleaned up on the speed dating night. The ladies were loving it. Also, after that, we watched... have you seen Furchester Hotel? I know, obviously, a lot of people listening will be adults, but if you have any children or godchildren, you'll be well into these shows. So Sesame Street, which is part of Furchester Hotel on CBBS, have introduced a new character. It's Cookie Monster's British cousin, Biscuit Monster.
Cookie Monster!
Biscuit Monster!
Biscuit Monster?
Oh, yeah, that me British cousin.
Very posh British cousin. CBeebies at 4 p.m. every day, and iPlayer after that. It's the same, but wears a bowler hat.
Scott Mills.
Hi, James.
Hello.
You had an accident, didn't you?
I did.
Go on.
So, I was at a music festival in Spain, Benicassim. You've probably heard of it.
Yes, I have.
I'm a pretty pale guy, so we went in to see... 5 hours go by, get out of the sea. My friends are going,
Hang on, you're in the sea for 5 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, you must be so wrinkly.
Yeah, incredibly wrinkly. Gets to the evening, I am burnt like nothing you've ever seen before.
Oh no, you know
like
I hate
a lobster.
This. Yeah, I don't like it.
I've gone to the medical tent, they've told me no sun. No sun at all, not allowed the sun. Sat at the beach, all my friends are in the sea. I'm sat in the shade, hating my life because they're all having a great time. I've got to sit there, realise that I've forgotten my book. Think, oh, this possibly couldn't get any worse. I tried to get up to go and fetch the ball for one of my friends, and then my trousers split. My shorts split all down the back. So I have to pick up my towel, put my towel on like a sarong. The bus stops before we get back to the camp because it's so full. I get off at the door to let other people on. As I get off, turn around, I drop my towel, go to pick up my towel again to cover up my ripped shorts, and the bus had driven off without me.
You've got it so much worse than Jade from Little Mix.
I know. Terrible, isn't it?
Good story. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Dominic.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. What happened?
Okay, well, there's a few of us at work. I work in a supermarket. And we were down the pet food aisle and we decided to have a competition where you drop really low. It's got a special name.
Oh, yeah, the drop.
Yeah, that's the
drop.
One.
Yeah, I got it, yeah. Where you go really low on the dance floor.
Yeah, that's the one. Or on the piles of pet food. Either or. Now... everyone else was doing it fine, so I thought, right, I'm going to give it stacks.
So you're in the pet
I'll
food
I'll go
aisle.
For it. We're down the pet food aisle, near the dog food. So I've gone down, and then I heard this sound like tearing cardboard. And that's when I realised my trousers had split. And it wasn't just a little split, I mean front to back.
How low did you go?
I was bouncing on the floor. I could feel the warmth radiating in my cheeks.
Listen to how much you love it, though.
It was horrific. They were screaming in my face.
Did you grab any pet food to cover yourself?
Well, I thought a squeaky toy wouldn't cover my dignity, so I just went for my jacket instead.
All right, no need to boast. Don't do the S drop at work.
Lesson learned, yeah.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Scott Mills. So, Jade from Little Mix at the weekend had a massive rip in the trousers situation on the main stage, which meant after they played their big intro, they were delayed going on because she had to cover up. We're just trying to make you feel better. Hi, Chris.
Hey, buddy, you all right?
Yeah, good. What happened?
Oh, mate, so basically it was a standard class at the gym, kettlebells.
You're doing the class?
I'm teaching the class, yeah, from the front. And basically, yeah, nice group of little old ladies I was teaching.
Doing a kettlebell class with old ladies?
Well, elderly-ish. Not, like, old, not, like, pensioners, but slightly older clientele than I'm used to in the class. So basically was demonstrating a kettlebell swing. So I took hold of the kettlebell. I swung it between my legs, leant backwards with the motion, hips down and back. Took a massive swing forward to thrust the kettlebell up. And then my boxers split.
Not your trousers.
My boxers.
Actual underwear splitting there.
The ladies were checking for me as well as I turned around. And then they were fine, but I could still sort of feel a bit of freedom down below. Oh, a bit of a gust. So I went and checked, and it was my boxers.
Yeah, they're old ladies. They've seen it all before.
I'm sure they have.
Okay, listen to this, please. I used to be a car salesman. This is Colin. Getting into the car to go out on a test drive with a customer where my trousers split while wearing bright orange underpants underneath. Why would you do that? So I made a joke of it and got the customers to drive me to my house to change them. At least you styled it out a bit.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so I asked earlier for some Royal Blood fans to get in touch with me. And they have. They play Radio 1's Big Weekend. They make so much noise considering there's just two of them, right? Let's speak to two of their biggest fans. Hello, Courtney on line one.
Hello.
You all right?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Have you seen them live before?
Yeah, I saw them about 2 weeks ago for my 21st birthday and I went alone and it was just the best day of my whole life.
So noisy, so good. Hi, Erin.
Hello.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. It's all fine. It's a very simple game, okay, for both of you. Now, being fans, you will know that the last 10 seconds of the studio version of their track, Out of the Black, goes like this. You're aware of that, Courtney, right?
Yeah.
You know it well. Erin, do you know it well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, right, so when they like to play live, like they did at Big Weekend, they do like to switch things up a bit. They do not want to get off that stage. So 10 seconds at the end of Out of the Black can become a lot longer because they do like to switch it up and they don't want to get off that stage. They like to milk it a bit. So here's my game. I'm going to play you the same bit from the end of Out of the Black, but I need you to shout your name when you think the track is going to end. And whoever gets nearest wins, okay?
Okay.
Okay, right, so just shout Courtney or Erin when you think it's about to end, bearing in mind this is the Big Weekend version, so 10 seconds on the end of the studio version could be a little bit longer. Here is the end of Out of the Black. Shout when you think it's over. Way. Still going. Oh.
Erin. Courtney. Erin is in first. Oh, no.
Erin got there first. Courtney shortly afterwards. You're absolutely nowhere near. You're both back in the game. Let's play again. Okay, Courtney got in first. Is it going to end? No, back in again. Okay, one more time. On the original track, just 10 seconds.
Ben! No.
Anything from you, Courtney? No, she's holding up. Oh, Courtney. Neither of you are right, and I can tell you there's still 1 minute 40 seconds on that to go. Absolutely ridiculous. Making it just the end, the end of the track. 3 minutes and 10 seconds.
BBC Radio 1.
And the very end went like this. They love to melt the crowd. Ridiculous. Wow.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I don't really want a murking. Lethal Bizzle. Skepta. I win. Nobody wins, let's face it.
You're sounding still gravelly.
Hi. Yeah. It's day three.
Oh, dear. You need to get on the vitamin C.
I do, actually. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Good, good, good.
I feel all right. I feel revitalised.
Well, what have you done?
I don't know. I just feel...
What have you done with your life?
I still feel excited about the big weekend. Well, I feel like I'm on the high still. Maybe tomorrow's where I'll crash.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, let's reconvene this time tomorrow and let's see how you
find
are.
Find out how
I reckon I'll be like, yeah! And you'll be like, oh.
I'm having my vitamin C supplements.
Just really sad. Here's today's Real and Over with me and Greg James.
Pop star Natasha Bedingfield has her Twitter notifications set up to alert her every time someone tweets the word unwritten.
Now, I've heard this before.
Yeah, this has been a thing before, hasn't it?
I think it's been on Real and Unreal before, but maybe there's new information. Who knows?
This is absolutely my number one go-to for karaoke.
Oh, it's so good.
It's my favourite.
But you can never do it justice, can you? Well, you might be able to.
We had it... Actually, let me find it on my phone. We had it on the 10-minute takeover the other day.
That's you. Yeah.
It's a massive tune.
Oh, yes. No one else can feel it for you. So good. She's never really matched up to this. Not again.
No, these words wasn't bad.
Not as good as this.
No. So hang on, what were we saying? So she has an alert.
So her notifications are set up so it alerts her every time someone tweets the word unwritten. I mean, that song is many, many years ago. She needs to let it go.
I don't know, but if you write a song like that, I don't think you ever really get over it. It's so good.
You can't own the word unwritten.
Yeah, but there'd be so many pop stars who would just, they would kill for at least a hit like that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
That's all you need is one like that.
You need one good one.
So is this real? Do you think I would say, because it's been on before, that I'm suggesting there must be something new that's happened. So I'm going to say real.
Some truth in it. Real. Let's go for real.
That one is real.
Okay, I've just been told here. Let me have a look. Yep, we have heard this one before, but back in March, we thought she favourited every tweet that contained the word unwritten, but that was no real, as we tweeted her ourselves and she didn't get back to us. But now she has followed one of the team who tweeted her.
Yes!
So HRH, the one that looks a bit royal, has been followed by Natasha Bedingfield.
Are you going to slide into the DMs?
No.
He's shaking his head. It would be very unbecoming of a royal to do that.
It would. Not allowed.
It's very unbecoming of you.
And next.
Rita Ora calls all of her assistants Sarah because she has so many and doesn't want to forget their names.
Just call them all the same thing. What a great idea.
That's great. I would love that to be real.
Hey, you, Sarah.
And it's just a bloke.
Yeah, any. Everyone's called Sarah.
Sarah. Fetch me a Diet Coke with a straw.
Because then everyone will just turn around. Rita.
That's why pop stars have cans of Coke with straws, isn't it? So the sugar doesn't go on their teeth.
Well,
is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
Same as coffee, because it stains.
Oh, my God, these
coffee
people.
With a straw, please.
These people.
Sarah, I'll have coffee with a straw. Oh, my God, babe.
I love that. How many assistants? How many does she... How many has she got?
Because I saw her with quite a few.
Did you?
Yeah. I'm saying four at the weekend.
Four? To do what, hair?
I don't know. They were, well, stuff. They were either assistants or hangers-on. I couldn't choose. Because they weren't doing anything at the time. They're just like going, oh, Rita, we love you.
Okay.
You know, like when they have people that are just around them, like basically telling them how great they are.
Did she call Grimmy Sarah?
Yes.
Right. Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
All right, I think this might be real.
I'm saying real.
So that one is no real.
Oh, that's a shame.
Okay.
Oh, my God, Zora.
Yeah. Radio One's Big Weekend in Hull. We did count she had separate assistants to carry her T-shirt, brush her hair out of her eyes, and also, my favourite one, smooth her trousers mid-interview. But
wow,
not all of them are called Sarah.
I'd like that. I want that. I want someone. I want four people to do that sort of thing.
I want someone to like pick. You know, like when there's like a little bit of dust on your shoulder, just be like,
just constantly fussing you.
Brush it off.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio One.
And here's your final real or no real fact.
One of Galantis's dancers injured her leg at Big Weekend. They couldn't find a replacement, so their record label sent one of the women from the office to fill in.
What? If this is real, that's incredible.
So one of the professional dancers hurts her leg, and I think it's the girl or the person that's dressed up as the big silver fox in the Galantis performance. Sexy fox.
Are they okay, Galantis?
I don't know. But they do have a sexy fox on stage.
Wow.
Now
everyone should have one.
It could be anyone in there. But surely they need to be able to dance well, so you can't just send a random girl from the office. Because even though you are dressed up in all the sequins and that, like, you need to be able to do some moves.
Well, you know, I don't remember seeing their performance. I don't remember noticing the dancers. I don't remember seeing anyone looking out of place, is what I mean. I'm sure this person was a decent dancer.
Well, it's one of the girls from the office.
But would they have told the cameras to sort of cut away?
Yeah, maybe.
Not do too close because she doesn't really know the moves or the songs. I suppose she must know the songs. If she works with Galantis, she'll know everything.
If this is true, and if you did see Galantis at Big Weekend in Hull, if you spotted anything out of place, like a dancer that was more rubbish than any of the others, let us know, because then we know it's real.
But it could be a classic case of the understudy just getting their moment finally. Because you know, on all those big West End shows, if there's like a big star in the lead role, a real famous person, and they fall ill, finally the understudy, who's like properly talented and working really hard for years to, you know, to really hone their craft, they finally, it's my big break.
Yeah,
it's my time. So maybe this person was that person. They're actually amazing.
Okay.
So that's why we didn't realise, because they were just so good.
I just think you'd get another equally professional dancer, so I'm saying no real.
I think real.
Do you?
Yeah.
That one is real.
Amazing.
Okay. Here's the detail. So we don't know who she is, but apparently she dances a lot as a hobby. So she got the train to Hull, appeared on stage, couldn't really see where she was going during the performance because she was dressed as a fox. With small eye holes.
Oh, love.
And then went straight home again afterwards.
Incredible.
At the end of that round of real or no real.
I don't know. Wasn't keeping score. Doesn't matter, does it?
That's all right.
It's all a laugh.
Doesn't really matter. That's not really the point of the game, is it?
Scott Mills. CBC Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Right, so before Biffy Clyro went on stage at Big Weekend, we did something maybe a little bit cruel to them. Me and Simon will explain.
I'm here with Simon from Biffy Clyro. Hello.
Hello, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm good. In your very lovely dressing room. And I see that summer starts with your pink trousers.
If real men wear pink. That's what I've heard. That is what I've heard, and I'm following it.
Where'd you pick them babies up from?
These are my Gucci trousers.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought they weren't Primark.
That was last summer.
Right. Well, no, that's the thing. Like, they look like they'd either be really, really expensive, which they are, or knockoffs, but I'm pleased to announce that they look fabulous. Are you going on stage like that?
Yeah, I do have pink trousers for the stage. Now, I've given it away now. That was my big surprise.
It's okay. So I've got a little game for you. We have three people that we've handpicked from the Big Weekend crowd here in Hull. Mm-hmm. Two of these people are super, super fans of Biffy Clyro. One of these people is not a fan of Biffy Clyro at all. In fact, they dislike Biffy Clyro quite a lot.
That can't be true. Come on.
Surely this doesn't happen
often.
Someone
like that exists. Yeah, this is what I've been waiting for all my life, isn't it?
To be sat here and all playing this game with me. Okay, we have three people. Let's meet our contestants.
Hello, I'm English Reese, and I hate beefy gyro.
That's convincing.
Okay. Next.
Hiya, I'm Jess, and I also hate beefy gyro.
I'm Welsh Reese, and I hate Biffy Clyro almost as much as I hate those terrible pink trousers.
Okay.
Either way, this is not going to work out well for you, Reese.
Not sure I would have said that to a Scottish person, but there we are. Right, so,
wow,
Simon, you now have a series of questions to work out who is the odd one out. Which one really can't stand your music? Let's start with, we've got two people called Reese, so one's called English Reese and one's called Welsh Reese. Let's start with English Reese. Ask away.
English Reese. What would be your favourite song from Puzzle?
Puzzle? The one, Picking Pieces Together.
Perfect, good, good
answer. Beautiful song.
Thank you very much.
Pick the pieces
one of my favorites.
Together.
Yes.
But you don't like the band?
No, I don't like the band, but that would be my favourite song.
Oh, right. I'm smelling a rat.
Mm.
No.
Okay, Jess, here we go.
Jess, when did you first fall out of love with Biffy Clyro? And why?
Well, I don't really think that I've ever been in love with Biffy Clyro.
Fair enough.
So can we just put a non-date on that?
Least favourite member, bearing in mind that I'm the only member here.
I don't know any of your names, I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's okay. You can hate me the most.
Let's go with the pink trousers. I hate the pink trousers.
Right, pink trousers. That's okay.
And next, Welsh Reese. Off you go, Simon.
Reese, you've already fallen out with me.
I know. You took there's no turning back, is
there? There's no turning back, I'm afraid. Yeah. What is it specifically that you hate about Biffy Clyro?
You're so bad that even Matt Cardle couldn't make one of your songs sound good, and he won X Factor. And it was still...
Simon, I hate this.
It was still the worst X Factor song ever released.
Oh, that's not true.
And there's even been Alexandra Berg.
The wind.
Where do we find this?
I cannot heal. Is there any Biffy fans here?
Scott Mills.
So we have backstage with Simon from Biffy Clyro at Big Weekend, English Reese, Welsh Reese and Jess. They've all said terrible things to the face of Simon about the band. But remember, only one of them dislikes the band. The other two are massive, massive fans. Imagine being in a room with like some of your idols and having to say, no, I don't like you, but you're dying to go, I love you. Okay, Simon, I think what we should do to English Reese now is sing one of your most beautiful, sensitive lyrics and see how he reacts, and then I think we'll know.
I've never done this so close to a memo.
Right, get right close to him. There we are.
We come together, Reese.
To be honest with you, I don't like Irish accents.
Not Irish. All right, Simon, do you think we've heard enough?
Yeah.
This is before your stage time as well, darling. Yeah. We shouldn't have done this to you.
My self-esteem is going to be at an all-time low as we walk onto stage just before Katy Perry.
Okay, so we've got English Reese, we've got Jess, and we've got Welsh Reese. Simon from Biffy Clyro. Which one of these do you think hates Biffy Clyro?
Well, I'm going to go English Reese.
You think English Reese?
Yeah, either he's playing a really good bluffing game.
Okay.
But he thinks I'm Irish.
Okay, but so you think he's
and
the one
got
that...
And he names the song wrong, but then he could be bluffing me up.
What do you think?
I'm going to go with English Reese.
So you definitely think English Reese is the guy that doesn't like your band?
Yes.
English Reese, do you hate Biffy Clyro?
No, I love Biffy Clyro.
He's a legend.
You're my hero.
Oh my god. Okay,
stop touching his face. Stop touching his face. Security! So which one of the remaining two doesn't like Biffy Clyro? Reveal yourself.
I hate Biffy Clyro.
Hey! I knew it.
No. Now, Reese, you don't hate them, you just never heard of them.
I actually thought it was one person until about 20 minutes ago. And I also thought it was Billy Clyro.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Ignorance can be bliss.
I feel great now I've met you, apart from the trousers.
Apart from the trousers, oh well.
Jess?
I love Biffy Clyro. I came to see you at Middlesbrough Empire 13 years ago for my 16th birthday.
Oh, you're joking.
Black and Sky.
Wow, you were one of the three people at that show.
these guys, I had to literally sit them down for 10 minutes and go, right, poker face, because they were so excited to meet you.
You did a remarkable job. Your coaching and it was amazing. Well done, guys.
These guys are super fans. English Reese, Jess and Welsh Reese, thank you for playing the I Hate Biffy Clyro game. Thank you, Simon.
Thank you, Scott.
Hope it hasn't damaged too much.
Oh, I know I'll be limping out of here. Someone love me.
This is Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
I tell you what, those two superfans, English Reese and Jess, did so well to keep their excitement in and look not bothered with Simon, because just before Simon walked into the dressing room where we did that, they were like, I'm not sure I can do this. I love him too much. And when English Reese revealed that he wasn't the one that that hated them, he zipped open his jacket and it said Mon the Biff, and he had a Biffy Clyro t-shirt on. Hello, Tash, who says, I enjoyed that game, but it must be really weird because you've done it on the phone before, but not to the band's face. It made it more intense, to be honest, Tash. She says, my cringe glands couldn't cope when Reese said this to Simon.
You're so bad that even Matt Cardle couldn't make one of your songs sound. He won X Factor, and it was still
Scott Mills.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, Scott. It's Katie Dizzleton. How are you doing?
Hey, you're right.
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. Just thought I'd give you a call, say hello.
So Katie is Radio 1's newest presenter, and you might know her from CBeebies and CBBC. So your first show, properly, really, on Radio 1 was The Surgery last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was really good. We talked about laziness and we were sort of giving motivation tips for revising for your exams. And yeah, it went really well. So I'm really excited to do it every week.
Yeah, that's awesome. Welcome to the Radio 1 family.
Thank you. I'm actually calling you, Scott, because as you mentioned then, I'm sort of a CBBC presenter. So I kind of mix in the same circle as Biscuit Monster. And I heard you talking about him yesterday and he's a pretty good mate of mine.
Yes. So. Right. We were talking about Biscuit Monster because basically Cookie Monster off of Sesame Street now has a British relative called Biscuit Monster.
Yeah, it's like his British cousin, I think, because obviously we say biscuit and not cookie. So, yeah, he's a really good mate of mine. It's just the kind of circles that I mix in, and he's a really big fan of your show, actually. So
serious?
Yeah, he's a massive fan. Yeah, he listens every day while he's eating his biscuits. So I thought I'd give you a call and hook you up.
Well, so you with him now?
I'm actually with Biscuit Monster right now, so seeing as you're mutual fans of each other, I thought I'd hook you up. Have a chat with him.
Yeah, I would like that. I really enjoy how you see BBs and see BBC lot roll. Like, you just hang out all the time.
Just always hanging out together.
Well, listen, Katie, thank you for hooking me up with Biscuit Monster. If you could, if you wouldn't mind passing the phone, that'd be great.
Of course, yeah. I'm going to intro you right now. So here you go. Have a little chat with Biscuit Monster. Scott Mills, meet Biscuit Monster. Biscuit Monster, meet Scott Mills.
Thanks for the hookup.
Hi, Scotty!
Oh, wow.
Hi!
Hello. So, I'm glad that you heard us talking about you on the show yesterday. You probably weren't expecting that, were you?
Oh, well, me dunking a biscuit in me nice cup of tea. Me always listen to Radio 1 with a biscuit. And then me hear me name and me almost drop me biscuit in me tea. The worst possible outcome.
Yes. Is Radio 1 on a lot at Furchester Hotel?
Well, me don't know, because me only visit the Furchester Hotel once and me eating too many biscuits, so me couldn't hear what was on the radio.
Right. Do you... This is happening.
This is happening right now.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoy the bowler hat aspect.
Oh, yes. Well, that is the only difference between me and me cousin Cookie Monster. Me, I'm Biscuit Monster. Me wear bowler hat and like biscuits. Me cousin Cookie Monster like cookies.
And what is better, do you think? American cookies or British biscuits?
Well, now, let me tell you about this, because me always eat biscuits. Biscuits are lovely and crunchy. They got just the right amount of crunch factor. But American cookies, too warm and chewy. I mean, me take one, but me prefer a nice chocolate bourbon.
Well, listen, it's good to know that you're a fan. It's, I just didn't think this would happen today. I literally just mentioned you yesterday, and then here you are. Thank you to,
happy that me on the radio. This is the first time.
Yeah, well, thank you to Katie for sorting it out.
Yeah, she likes biscuits too.
All right, so Furchester Hotel, 4 p.m. every day on CBeebies, but also you can get it on iPlayer all the time. Right, listen, well, I hope we'll speak soon, and maybe we can hang out.
Yes, we go and have a biscuit together.
All right, then.
Okay, bye, Scotty.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Katie.
Hello. That was literally the best thing I've ever heard. I'm so happy about that.
It was so weird, but actually all your fault.
I know, yeah. I'm really pleased about it.
Yeah. I think now you've joined Radio 1, things will get even weirder than that. Don't be surprised.
Yeah, I'm going to introduce you to some more of my friends and, make Radio 1 a really strange place.
I would love that. All right, good speech to you. Good luck with the rest of the shows.
Thanks, Scott. Bye now.
Welcome to Radio 1. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Clara Amfo.
Scott Mills.
We are mostly obsessed with Haim today, aren't we?
I want to be a Haim sister. Oh, yeah, I'm saying Haim now.
Why?
Because now I've watched interviews with them on the YouTubes and various other platforms. That's how they say it.
Haim.
Haim. That's how they say it. So okay. I want to be a Haim sister.
They're so cool.
Saw them last night and they were wicked.
Yeah.
I just love them so much.
Everyone around here today is just singing.
Just back, know that I want you back. Back.
Yeah. They were great on breakfast as well today. Shall we have a little game of real or no real?
Let's.
After saying that Come Dine With Me is their favourite TV show on the Radio 1 breakfast show this morning, Haim have been involved in a day-long Twitter chat with the show's voiceover man.
Oh, what's his name again? He's a proper voiceover icon, isn't he?
Dave.
That's it, Dave.
Dave Lamb.
That's it, Dave Lamb. I mean, that's the voiceover job you really want, isn't it?
It is, because there are so many episodes that that's probably the only job he needs to do.
Yeah. It's like him and the X-Factor bloke. They're set for life, really, aren't they?
For life.
Oh, Lemus!
And the thing is, he's so recognisable with that show now, they're not going to change him, are they?
No way. There would be public outrage. I do like the fact that Haim, I'm saying that now, are really into Come Dine With Me.
Yeah. I mean, it is good. I'm kind of over it now. But to them, I guess it's quite new.
It's quite niche, isn't it? It's like all quirky and British.
I'm saying
lovely
five
accents.
I'm saying 5 years ago, though, I would binge watch it because, you know, they show them all together on a Sunday.
It's that and Friends are those two types of programmes that are just never off TV.
Yeah. Quite jealous of Dave Lamb, not going to lie. It's a bit like when I narrowly missed out on the voiceover of a coach trip.
Oh, because I guess he's doing it now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you
me.
Actually?
No, it's actually me.
Since when?
Previously on coach trip.
Oh, it is you.
It's me. I did Road to Mobs. And
right. Get out.
Road to Ibiza. That's me. Past two series.
No, this was a while back. So don't think you nicked my job. But
all right.
Yeah, annoying. Yeah, imagine the house I'd have if I got a coach trip. Imagine, well, I need to come and see your house.
It's a great gig, I'm not going to lie.
So has Haim been involved in a tweet conversation with Dave Lamb off of Come Dine With Me all day because they love it and they said it on Breakfast Show this morning?
But just because everybody is enamoured with Haim, I'm going to say this is real.
Do you think he'd know who they are?
I reckon he's found out who they are by now.
By today.
Yes.
I'm also going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Oh. But at the real Dave Lamb is hilarious on Twitter. He's a right lol. So
he should follow at Haim the Band.
Yeah, because they are also lol. Maybe we should hook them up.
Yes.
That's something we should do, actually.
We could do Come Dine With Me with them. Who do you reckon is the best cook out of the three?
I don't know.
I reckon Esty.
Do you?
Yeah, defo.
You are obsessed.
I really am.
And next,
Greg James's rider for his DJ sets includes a pot of jelly with a note that a plastic spoon must be provided.
Now, DJ life is a lonely life.
What's on your rider?
You know, a few spirits here and there.
A few what?
A few drinks here and there.
Okay.
You know.
What's your drink?
Rum. Rum or gin.
Okay.
That's me. Responsibly, of course.
Anything else on there that we'd be a bit surprised about?
I do like a particular type of M&M.
No, you don't. Do you put that on?
No, I don't really. I wish. I just, in my mind, I would like to think I'm Mariah Carey, but I know my place. I know my place in the pecking order, so I'd literally just ask for spirits and water.
Mine's wine, water and towels.
Yeah, that's very Mills.
Yeah, it totally is. My favourite ever DJ rider, though, was when I was on after Reggie Yates in Zante 1 year.
Oi, oi!
In the resorts. And Reggie asked for some cheese and some fresh fruit in a club.
Yeah, but that's very Reggie.
Right.
Reggie's Mr. Keep Fit, Mr. Healthy.
This is a club where it was at least 35 degrees inside.
So he basically wanted a pizza in his hand.
Right. It was just like, mate, none of this fruit or cheese is going to bear well after a couple of hours in this club. It's so boiling in there.
He's a man with fine taste, you see, is our Reg.
They had to go around the whole of Zante finding the right cheese. Hard to come by on the islands.
I'm going to text him about that.
It's true. But would Greg James have a pot of jelly with a note saying that a plastic spoon must be provided? If this is true, I definitely want to see the paperwork for this.
I suspect that this actually might be true. Just because Greg's going to Greg.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Do you think it's a joke thing, or do you think he actually does want the energy from the sugar of the jelly?
I think he needs the energy from the sugar of the jelly.
Just a small pot, though.
He's a big bloke, isn't he? So you'd think he'd ask for two rather than just one, or even three.
No, I'm saying no real.
Actually, do you know what? I changed my mind. I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
Oh!
He was photographed by several fans downing a mini jelly pot before his DJ set at the main stage at Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Quick question. When you were DJing your big gig in Hull over the weekend,
yes.
Did you have all the rider stuff that you asked for?
Pretty much.
Yeah?
Yeah. They were very accommodating.
Good gig?
Definitely.
Wonderful.
Kel Spellman was there in the crowd. I was like concentrating on the decks and looked up and Kel was like,
having it!
Loving it. At the end of that round of Real or No Real, I win. Aww. I get 10, you get 0.
Well.
But at least you got coach strip, love.
You beat me too.
See you tomorrow.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Tomorrow, Bastille surprise some of their biggest fans. Join us from 1 on Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.